Detroit's leaders reached a last-minute deal to avoid bankruptcy and a complete state takeover. By a 5-4 vote, the city council decided to allow state of Michigan officials to monitor and guide the reparation of the city's broken finances. They've got a $200 million deficit, more than $13 billion in long-term debt, and the city could run out of cash completely by the end of next month. Joining us now, Laura Weber, reporter for WDET. Laura, this is a complicated problem, but can you give us kind of the basics of what exactly this consent agreement does?
The consent agreement will essentially create a panel created by the mayor, the city council, the governor, and state officials that will oversee major financial transactions of the city and reform measures put in place to right-size the government, if you will.
But there were reading over some of the transcripts from the city council debate, I was struck by the strong rhetoric that it was a blow to freedom, that this was going to ruin the lives of Detroiters for the foreseeable future. Why this reaction?
I think, you know, Detroiters feel like they've been ignored and neglected for many, many years by the state. There's some question over how much or if the state actually owes Detroit a couple $100 million and under what terms. And it's something that would have happened in the past. But, you know, Detroiters feel like they've been ignored by the state. And of course, it also falls on racial lines. You know, you're talking about a predominantly African-American city and a predominantly Caucasian state government. So it really cuts deep for, I think, a lot of people.
But I mean, this is a fiscal problem that stretches back at least a decade. We're speaking with Laura Weber, reporter for our affiliate WDET in Detroit. So, Laura, what do economic experts say about this deal? Will it fix the problems, the financial problems of the city?
I actually haven't heard anyone make a prediction about whether they think that this is the answer. I think it's nearly impossible to predict that. But even yesterday, the members of the review team that were from the state that were an integral part of this deal said, you know, this is a 5 or 10 year situation before the city's going to see any kind of foundation which to build off of.
Does that mean that for a decade they could have the state of Michigan looking over their shoulders?
The one number I've seen as far as contractual obligation was a project manager that would have a 5-year contract. I don't actually know about how the contract extends for the other members of this team, but I would imagine that anything could be extended if necessary.
But does this also mean that the city will not go bankrupt?
That for immediate and foreseeable future, yeah, that was really what they were trying to avoid at this point. And nor will the city be taken over by a single entity from the state, which is something that everybody didn't want.
Laura Weber is a reporter for our affiliate WDET, talking about a very close vote in the Detroit City Council last night in which they approved a consent agreement. The state of Michigan will have monitors, and they will not only monitor but guide the financial future of the city for 5 to 10 years. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you, Celeste.
I don't know. Yahoo versus Detroit. Which one has better prospects at this point?
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.